With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump wants the BBB on his desk to be signed into law by Independence Day, and he's pushing the slow-rolling Senate to make it happen sooner rather than later. But senators want to make some changes to, they say, protect Medicaid and ensure some tax breaks become permanent. Speaking to reporters on Air Force One, Mr. Trump says the measure protects the country's safety net programs.
We're going to save and totally cherish Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid. The Democrats are going to destroy it. They'll destroy it. We're going to save it and make it stronger than ever before.
And he says the big, beautiful bill will not hurt Medicaid.
So Medicare, Medicaid, they just make statements. Oh, he's going to talk. We're not touching it other than waste, fraud, and abuse.
Israeli military striking several sites in Beirut's southern suburbs earlier in the day that had been holding underground facilities used by Hezbollah.
The Israeli military described the locations as underground facilities used by Hezbollah to produce drones. Footage appears to show secondary explosions, suggesting that ammunition was being stored in at least one of the locations hit. What the Israeli military haven't explained is why this attack had to happen at night, shortly after 10 o'clock. Israel has carried out frequent airstrikes across Lebanon on targets it says are linked to Hezbollah.
That is BBC correspondent Hugo Bachega reporting. Ukraine says a Russian drone and missile attack targeted the eastern city of Kharkiv overnight, killing at least four people and wounding 22. Ukraine's Air Force says Russia struck with more than 200 missiles and drones, and their air defenses, they claim, shot down and or neutralized at least 94 of them. This is SRN News. Make no mistake about it, pastors in America are staying put.
Lifeway Research has been looking at the data and concludes that only about 1 in 100 of the country's Protestant clergymen leave the ministry in any given year. Just 1.2% of pastors left their job last year, not counting those who retired or passed away. That's about the same as 2015, when 1.3 of them quit. Clergymen are under more pressure these days and have more roles to fill than ever before, but that doesn't seem to be driving them away. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
$1.5 million donated to help rebuild an historic black church gutted by arson. Claiborne Temple in Memphis has been undergoing a renovation when someone set fire inside the building in the early hours of April 28th, destroying almost everything, but parts of the facade did survive. The church has played a key role and did play a key role in the civil rights movement. This is SRN News. Historic move involving college athletes, something a lot of people said would never happen, but it is.
A federal judge has signed off on arguably the biggest change in the history of college sports, clearing the way for schools to begin paying their athletes millions of dollars as soon as next month. U.S. Judge Claudia Wilkin approved the final proposal that had been hung up on roster limits. The sweeping terms of the so-called House settlement include approval for each school to share up to $20.5 million with athletes over the next year and $2.7 billion that will be paid to thousands of former players who were barred from that revenue for years. Ron Taylor reporting.
NTSB finding a fuel leak and several improperly installed parts inside the engine of an American Airlines plane. It caught fire as it landed in Denver last March. Preliminary findings do not identify the cause. NTSB says the probe will continue into next year. More details at srnnews.com.